Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And it's John Cook here with you, 51551 for your texts. We heard the cheers in Paris for Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. Let's hear them in Skibbereen now. And Brian O'Connell, tell me about the atmosphere there after that great, historic win.
Ah, what an atmosphere, John. Incredible. I mean, I've never seen so many people crying at the same time in one room. Everybody sitting down at the start, as you can imagine, as the race progressed. Everybody on their feet here. A really celebratory, jovial, carnival-type atmosphere here in the town hall in Skibbereen. And what a result. Relations, cousins, aunts of Paul O'Donovan, family members, friends, all gathered here, huddled in the town hall. I'd said earlier there wasn't standing room. There wasn't even standing room for a finish. People being turned away at the door. And everybody just hugely proud of their achievements and of what and of the significance. Someone said to me, and I haven't fact-checked this, but that 10% of all of Ireland's Olympic medals are now held by Skibbereen.
I'd well believe it.
But let me give you a little flavour of what it was like here in the last 20 minutes. And this is the last 100 or 150 metres of the race as Fintan and Paul took the gold. And this is what the atmosphere was like inside in the town hall here in Skibbereen.
In Skibbereen, they were clapping them home, they were singing them home, they were cheering them on. The sounds in Skibbereen Town Hall as Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy won gold for Ireland there. I'm joined as well by Sean Murren, the chair of Skibbereen Rowing Club and rowing coach. Sean, thanks for joining me on the programme. You must be delighted.
Good morning, John. Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. We're over, it's fantastic results. I know we kind of it was well flagged from 3 years ago, and but they raced the race of their life. They were brilliant altogether.
I don't know how you'd sum up your feelings today. There must be such pride in these rowers. There always was these last number of years, and Olympics in particular. But today to see such a historic feat, such pride in the club. What does it mean for your other rowers, for all those people there, Sean?
Well, you know, we're immensely proud of the achievements of Fintan and Paul. And then we had Emily Hegarty in the women's four, who won the B final yesterday. Yeah. And then you have Aoife Casey today in the lightweight women's. They came fifth, which is an improvement on the results there in Tokyo, with Max Cremin from Lee Rowan Club in Cork. We're hugely proud of them. And what it means is that our athletes and other sports people in the West Cork area know that if they dream and they put in the hard work, they can be the best in the world, like Paul and Fintan.
Certainly they can. And Brian said there was about, I don't know, to say 10% of the medals gone to Skibbereen at this stage. What's the secret, Sean? What do you say? How do you inspire such amazing athletes as you have done there in Skibbereen?
Look, there's a couple of secret ingredients I probably couldn't divulge. But one of them would be the River Island. You know, it's 15 kilometres of navigable water, and there's no commercial traffic. So we have the run of it. It's a fantastic training facility. Obviously, the other is the coaching staff. You have Dominic Casey there, who stays in the background. But he, you know, if you think of Dominic, he's actually brought medals from three successive Olympics. That's such an achievement on his part, and such commitment on his part. But
indeed,
we also have other coaches, Denise Walsh in the club.
Sean, well done.
We support the parents and we have the community.
Well done to you all. We can hear the cheers there. I'm going to let you back to the celebrations in Skibbereen. Long may they continue as Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy get their gold medals. This was no fluke. Thanks to Sean Murren, chair of Skibbereen Rowing Club there, and Brian O'Connell, our reporter before him. We'll be talking to the gathering next.